1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden responded to the Supreme Court decision granting former President Donald Trump immunity for official acts as president with a rare but brief formal speech from the White House.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent.
Biden said the public has a right to know Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection. Trump's legal team is expected to try to use this ruling to get his federal election interference trial derailed, but former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says that is not assured.
It is pointed out, both in the majority decision and in the concurrence by Justice Barrett, that a president doesn't have a constitutional role in certifying and counting the electoral votes. So it is possible that that will be an area where Jack Smith can show that this is a non-official act that should be subject to criminal prosecution.
CBS News chief election correspondent Robert Costa tells us this ruling is turning into a rallying cry for Democrats after a few bad days.
Democrats feel galvanized by what happened at the Supreme Court. Yes, those concerns about the debate and the performance of the president still linger, but Democrats are saying even if they have concerns about Biden, Trump must be stopped.
Hurricane Beryl has strengthened to a Category 5 status as it crosses islands in the southeastern Caribbean. Beryl was moving west-northwest, forecast to pass near Jamaica on Wednesday. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking the storm.
The storm is headed towards the Yucatan Peninsula. The question is exactly what path does it take? The further north path that storm takes, the more likely it is that we will have some sort of impact to the mainland United States. Although the key thing to know about any U.S. impacts is it would likely not be until Sunday or Monday at the earliest of next week.
Grenada's prime minister says at least one person has died. Nearly 30 million people in the U.S. are getting on planes this holiday week. The process, not always a lot of fun.
Regardless of what day they're traveling or when they're traveling within the day, it's going to be extremely busy.
TSA spokesperson Lori Dankers is at Denver International. She says when it comes to security, travelers are their biggest partners.
Leave those prohibited items out of their carry-on luggage.
Because every time that happens,
it slows you down and everybody behind you.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The airline strike against Canada's number two airline has ended, maybe getting those planes back in the air. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
In news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Maryland Governor Wes Moore visited Wisconsin over the weekend to campaign for President Biden and rally black voters. Governor Moore asked Democrats to continue supporting the president, despite his rocky debate performance. According to a new CBS poll, 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden is mentally capable of serving another term. July 1st is National Postal Workers Day, a celebration of the job they do to deliver the mail. Postal workers provide a vital service, especially during big election years. Daniel Cortez is with the American Postal Workers Union.
Whether it be America's election mail or letters from grandparents, care packages to our service members overseas, vital prescriptions for our seniors and veterans, it's important to remember that all of that happens because of the dedication of the postal workers day in and day out.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
A Brewers win over the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs in Milwaukee. Chicago's Kyle Hendricks had his curveball and changeup working until the fourth when he gave up a home run to Christian Yelich, then three consecutive singles, followed by a grand slam by Bryce Terang. I asked Hendricks, was that the worst inning of his career?
I've had a lot of really bad innings. You just sit and you evaluate it for what it was. It was pretty clear to me that there were pitches up over the middle of the plate. So when I'm doing that, you don't give yourself much of a chance anyway. anyway.
After giving up a solo home run on the second pitch of the game, the Brewers' Freddie Peralta settled in, retired 14 batters in a row. How did he react to Terang's grand slam?
I get excited and I get emotional in that moment. I said a bad word that I'm not allowed to say here. But it was great feeling.
The crew opened a series tonight against the Rockies. Racing at Road America, Paul Menard took the checkered flag at the Trans Am event, but was later penalized for illegal contact with another car. He dropped a second, making Brent Cruz the winner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms around in the overnight. Gusty south to southeast winds. And by daybreak, temperatures will be in the middle 50s. Shower and storm chances continue into Tuesday. Some of the rain locally heavy. Afternoon highs will warm to the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when Luke Mathers joins us for a Tuesday tangent. Luke will talk a little sports, talk about the 4th of July and house painting.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I want to read from Justice Sotomayor's dissent in today's Trump immunity decision. Neil Katyal posted he had never before seen anything like this in a Supreme Court opinion. I am going to read it. It is short. Never in the history of our republic has a president had reason to believe that he would be immune from criminal prosecution if he used the trappings of his office to violate the criminal law. Moving forward, however, all former presidents will be cloaked in such immunity. If the occupant of that office misuses official power for personal gain, the criminal law that the rest of us must abide by will not provide a backstop. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. I, too, like Neil Katyal, have never seen a dissent like that. To talk about that is, in fact, an expert on the subject matter. Mike Sachs, senior advisor from Court Accountability. You can check out courtaccountability.com. You have talked to and listened to and heard from his colleague, my friend Alex Aronson, before. Mike is here. We are honored by his attendance. Mike, how are things?
How are things? That's a complicated question in the wake of this order and this ruling.
Yep. Yeah, I don't want people just focusing on some presidential debate. I want to focus on what's actually happening in the government, what's actually happening with the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction when you first saw the headline, or maybe the first thing you did was actually sort of see the galley, sort of see the text of the opinion itself? What was your reaction upon reading it or learning of it?
Yeah, I'm one of these people who goes straight to the source. And as soon as I hit refresh in my browser and saw Trump versus the United States come up and look at what the ruling was, I was shocked but not surprised. The Supreme Court all but telegraphed, in fact, just simply did telegraph how it would come out during oral argument, to the shock of everyone listening. Because when this case reached the court, people didn't expect them to take seriously this obvious delay tactic from former President Trump to put off his criminal trial until after the 2024 election. And it was really the question at that point when it got to the court was, would they just hold it until the end of the term and then rule against him? Or would they rule sooner and send the trial on to Judge Chutkan to get going before the election? Mm-hmm. But in fact, what came out during argument was that there were at least five, and today we learned six, justices, all of the court's right-wing Republican appointees, that were fully on board with a decision that had the effect of delaying the trial as far as possible, with a date that did so as well, on the very last day of the term. So it's delay upon delay to ensure that former President Trump does not face accountability for his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's an astonishing ruling, and you were right to read Justice Sotomayor's dissent, which itself was something that you don't ever expect to read in the U.S. reports.
The upshot, you already said a couple of things. So in the near term, it means Donald Trump didn't get accountability for his crimes. In the near term, it means that there isn't even a ruling ultimately on his additional crimes in advance of the election. What else does this mean? What should people understand what it means for the power of the presidency and for the ability to hold presidents accountable, what they are and what they're still not allowed to do?
So the details of this ruling are this. The Supreme Court for the first time said that there is such a thing as absolute immunity for presidents who crimed while in office, so long as there's a colorable claim that it was an official act of the presidency. Now, the prosecution can try to rebut that when it gets back to the district courts, but ultimately, I'll say that they're trying to create a military coup while in office was an official act. It's an astonishing ruling, and yes, it not only had the effect of delaying Trump's trial, perhaps indefinitely if ever, but also has the effect of making the president above the law, right? That's a term we often use it. And it's happening right now. It's awful. Now, there's another thing that happened in this decision. There's a solo concurrence from Justice Clarence Thomas, who shouldn't have been hearing this case in the first place, given his conflict with his spouse, Ginny Thomas's efforts in the Stop the Steal movement leading up to the election. But Thomas issues a concurring opinion that had supported oral argument from Justice Brett Kavanaugh, questioning the constitutionality of Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's appointment and thereby his prosecution of Trump. Now, we know that in Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon is considering this question as we speak. She heard argument at the end of June about this. What Thomas did was provide her a roadmap, a legitimating opinion for her to cite should she decide to say that Smith's appointment and his prosecution of Trump, both in D.C. and in Florida, is unconstitutional. Now, so she ruled.
You're cutting out a little bit. I don't know.
Stand that up the chain.
And I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't want to interrupt you before, Mike, but you're cutting out a little bit. I don't know if it's your internet connection, but we're having a little bit of a hard time hearing. Please continue. Let's give it one more try.
Okay, well, yeah, if I'm coming through more clearly now, you can stop me if I'm not. If I'm coming through more clearly now, Justice Thomas provided a roadmap for Judge Eileen Cannon to declare Jack Smith's prosecution unconstitutional because he was not properly appointed. This is also a fringe legal theory that the right-wing legal movement has been trying to adopt for years. And Cannon could very well cite Thomas to send this issue up the chain back to a Supreme Court that could also be receptive to, by law, shutting down Jack Smith's prosecution, if, of course, Trump isn't reelected and shuts it down himself first.
Here's why I wasn't, I liked your shocked but not surprised. Usually people say surprised but not shocked. And I like the way you put it, and I think it's more apt and intentional, and I hear you saying it. And here's why I'll adopt the same thing, why I'm shocked but not surprised. Excuse me, which is that the way I kind of analyze, and having one starting point is inaccurate for anything as complex and dynamic as American politics, but I see one kind of starting gate for the rise of the current right wing is the Nixon era. Is it multiple organizations that were born in that time, including some of the current critiques that finally, 50 years later, have a chance to make themselves into a Supreme Court majority opinion when finally the pro-Nixon conservatives won. It took them a lifetime. It took them two generations, but now they've won. Where do you think I'm onto something? Where do you think I'm out to lunch?
You are. The best way to understand this iteration.
I'm both out to which one?
on the former, that you're onto something.
Oh, yeah.
Because the best way to understand this current iteration of the Supreme Court is as a counter-revolutionary court looking to achieve what 50 years worth of attempts from the right-wing legal movement failed to achieve due to various accidents of bad vetting and bad appointments to the Supreme Court. So, yes, the elements that wanted to vindicate Nixon and didn't want him to get didn't want him to hang. What we have right now.
All right. So we may have lost you. We're having I think the audio on your end might be a little bit tricky. On the chance, oh, I think now he's gone. I do appreciate it. And you can check out, on Twitter, you can check out Mike Sachs, ESQ. That's Mike, S-A-C-K-S, Sachs. ESQ is an Esquire. You can also look up courtaccountability.com. We'll have their organization on again, because I want to talk about not only the immunity decision, and I agree with his analysis, with his summation, but also talk about some of the other opinions, how they rank within, and what a threat is to American democracy. And how I don't yet have the rhetorical architecture to put this on the head of a pin. I'm still working on it. But my basic understanding is we have seen a rise of right-wing power and a decline of pro-democracy power for most of my lifetime. And we have to come to grips with, that's not Joe Biden's fault. That's each of our faults. And each of us has a responsibility to work on it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? What's your part? What's our part? What do we got to do? 202-808-9925. Your turn next.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
All right. Here's something you got to know. Did you know that your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty, friend of the show, says there's one major red flag to look out for that too many of us don't, and that is if your dog food is cooked. Like kibble, it's all cooked. Canned food, it's all cooked. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and create dangerous compounds. They're called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. Those AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system. Make them act slower, can slow them down, make them act older and more sluggish, make them perform badly in debates than they normally are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble or canned food. And it's shelf stable, it's mess free, it's jam packed in nutrients, tastes great to dogs, delicious for dogs. And something you're going to love is you can save up over half. You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Receive a free bag of cod crispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text THOM to 511-511. All dogs unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. We're back. Let's go straight to your phone calls. Is it Sohel?
Yes. Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
I can. You're on the air.
Thank you. You know, I congratulate you on this great show. This is my first time talking to you guys. And I just want to share my experience because as an American who was naturalized in 2016, I have a background from somewhere where I lived under dictatorship. So I discovered that most Americans, most of them, don't know what a dictatorship looks like. I used to live under the rule of Saddam Hussein and his two evil sons,
yeah,
Odai and Kuzai, like murdering and raping people, stealing money. No talk, like even if somebody complains about, like say, tomatoes are too expensive, they will arrest them and say, oh, you are encouraging people to speak out. And yeah, it was that bad. So today I woke up disappointed seeing the Supreme Court like jeopardizing my new free life here.
Yeah.
Like I was so happy to be an American, and suddenly these guys put everything in danger in one decision. Yeah, go ahead. So.
No, I appreciate your perspective. I appreciate your journey. I appreciate your call. I appreciate this is the first time that you've talked to the program. I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate your patriotism to this country very, very much. I also appreciate the point you made, that it's a big, big deal. That we're not, like, what happens when Chicken Little is crying and the sky actually is falling? What happens when a boy who cries wolf is crying wolf and the wolf is really there? What happens when we say democracy is at risk and the Supreme Court
announces on a Friday so people don't have to pay attention and we have to talk about it, therefore the opportunity to talk about it on a Monday, that holy mackerel. I thought the whole point of a democracy is the people in charge are subject to the rule of law rather than they are above the law. And the Supreme Court, who is now has a 6-vote majority. I thought they'd get to 5, but I'm a little surprised they got to 6. I wasn't sure who there wouldn't be, but I just thought there'd be somebody who'd want to be on the side of history, on the side of history that would be on, yeah, we still want to be the United States of America. We still want to be a democracy. We still want to have accountability at the highest levels. We want to make sure that we're not. And it's actually remarkable you called, because that example, that's the extreme example. But what happens if it's not so extreme? What happens if the president can actually say, oh, well, I'm the president. I can kind of do what I want. Not because I can get away with it, but because now the Supreme Court has said I'm supposed to be able to get away with it. Not just because I have to sneak, but because I don't even have to sneak. I can just say it's an official duty. And then other people have to argue and say, no, no, it's not an official duty. Holy mackerel. Let's go to Gilbert. You're on the air, Gilbert.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I want to start out, first of all, just saying I really disagree with your assessment of the of why Biden should run. And I'm going to try
which assessment, which assessment was that?
Well, let me just start out. First of all, the way I look at it is that this election is going to come down to one event. And that event is going to be on September 11th when he does his second debate. Because whatever comes out of that, whatever the people's impressions will be at that time, that's going to be foremost in the memory, and that's what they're going to take with them to the polls. It's that one last event. Now, what we have facing here is a couple of things. First of all, I liken this to Russian roulette. You have a cylinder with 6 bullets. And in each cylinder, there is a bullet that will basically go ahead and destroy Biden's presidency. The first one is that he's not a good speaker, he's not charismatic, and he's okay with the prompter, but other than that, he has problems. The second cylinder is his age, his physical appearance. He looks old, he moves old. Everything about him comes off as really being a problem. In fact, the last...
You got about 15 seconds.
When he had the last debate, he looked sick. The third cylinder, he's always had problems with speech. He was a stutterer, and when he's pressured, he stutters more. The fourth cylinder is that he had a bad night related to fatigue and age. And then the fifth night is Trump, because you do not know how Trump is going to come off. And if Trump comes off really like Mr. Nice Guy and sensible and makes some sense and everything else, that's the fifth bullet.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So I hear your call that you think there should be a change in who the Democratic nominee is. I actually don't have a strong view. I have conflicting strong views. My key view I'll offer after this.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacement, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump praised the Supreme Court ruling granting him immunity from prosecution for official actions as president. President Biden sharply criticized the ruling and the court.
Has continued the court's attack in recent years on a wide range of long-established legal principles in our nation.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson tells us the special prosecutor now has several challenges to take Trump to court.
The burden's on Jack Smith to show that these weren't official acts. There's also a huge benefit in Justice Thomas's message that maybe the appointment of the special counsel was not valid.
Now a Category 5 hurricane, Beryl, continues its Caribbean rampage.
As the storm continues to track west on Wednesday, it will make its closest pass to Jamaica. The entire island now is under a hurricane warning.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in Wisconsin following recent severe weather across the state. Late June storms damaged trees and infrastructure and caused power outages and flooding. A state of emergency will allow the Wisconsin National Guard to help with storm response and recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign has started collecting signatures to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As predicted, Inside Out 2 became the fastest animated film ever to reach $1 billion in global sales. The film is a hit with parents and kids alike. It's been number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. If it keeps up this pace, it will pass The Incredibles 2 as the highest-grossing animated film ever. Inside Out 2 is the 11th animated film to cross the $1 billion mark. Eight of them have been from Disney Pixar. Cha-ching. Michael J. Fox continues to be an inspiration despite dealing with Parkinson's disease. The former Family Ties and Back to the Future star joined Coldplay to jam on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. If that weren't cool enough, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin introduced Fox as the guy who punched Biff in Back to the Future was one of his inspirations in becoming a musician. Michael J. Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since his diagnosis in 1991. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms around in the overnight. Gusty south to southeast winds. And by daybreak, temperatures will be in the middle 50s. Shower and storm chances continue into Tuesday. Some of the rain locally heavy. Afternoon highs will warm to the lower 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll sort through the wreckage that is our U.S. Supreme Court as they save several major cases for the end of their term.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Would be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And normal blood pressure is important. New Superbeats Heart Chews advanced support. Healthy COQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeat Heart Chews Advance and save 15%. Again, find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeat Heart Chews Advance and save 50% by going to GetSuperBeats.com. That's GetSuperBeats.com and using code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats.com, code T-H-O-M, Tom. We're back. So Gilbert's been waiting patiently. Gilbert, you're making the point that you think Biden should not run because you think it's a game of Russian roulette.
Yeah.
Each, and you think the election will therefore be decided by the next September 11th debate, and there's too many chances that it won't go well.
Yeah, but see, there's one thing that in your past discussions with him that you keep bringing up, which really I feel does not apply. You talked about other presidential candidates, how they've had bad times, a bad event at their debates, but they were able to come back. But see, none of those people who came back, they were not old.
Sure.
They were not deficient in their speech or in their thinking. They did not have a physical impairment that I feel that President Biden has. And so I cannot really expect him to come back and do a really good showing. But the thing is that he has basically 5 bullets in that gun, and any one of those will basically shoot down his presidency, and that's going to be the last thing that the people, that the public will really know and have the
impact. Yeah, all right.
And that's why
I hear your point, Gilbert. Now let me respond. So I think there is a genuine risk that if Joe Biden continues to be the presidential nominee, that he will lose the election. That his age and the coverage around his age, including his performance in the debate, will be an important factor, that it will be the primary thing focused on by much news media, and I think lots of decision makers, lots of pundits and chattering class members. And I think that's a genuine risk, and I think that would be a cataclysm for American democracy. It would be a horrible thing for history. I also think that if we switch nominees, there is a meaningful chance that the switch itself will mean that there is a loss and that Donald Trump is elected. I think that there's another risk, that maybe the switch itself, to use your analogy of the Russian roulette, I don't know if I'll count up to 5 or 6, there's another risk that that nominee who wins in that abbreviated process in a brokered convention has some other problem that we don't know, that isn't vetted in a handful of days or a handful of weeks, under the scrutiny that nobody sees until they run for the presidency. It doesn't happen the same way for governors and senators. A lot happens, but it's not like the presidency. And that is the reason that there's a loss. There's also a risk that by not having the power of incumbency, not being able to rely on a powerful track record, not be able to rely on major name recognition, not be able to rely on millions and millions of people who've already made their decision. But that leads to a loss. There is also a risk that if you look at, it's Professor Lichtman, the guy from Caltech who did the 13 keys that predict, have been the best predictors of American presidential victories. None of them have ever been debates. They have not been, if you use any version, any sort of Bayesian analysis or any sort of regression analysis, any way that you predict events, debate performance has not been a predictor of presidential elections. But these other keys have, and two of them include having not having a contested primary. When you have a contested primary, it's one of the keys. Having a contested primary means incumbents are more likely to lose. And the other is not having incumbency. The person who is not the incumbent tends to lose. Not every time, but it's a big indicator. Debates tend not to be a big indicator. Those two things are big indicators. So my point is not, oh, of course, riding with Biden, it's so easy, he's obviously going to win. That is not my case. But I think what is being missed, and I think it is, I don't think it's disingenuous by callers of this program. I think they're just trying to do, and I think you're trying to do what's best and trying to figure out what's best, and I appreciate the analysis. But I, what I do find disingenuous by people who are paid to do this, who call themselves prognosticators and pundits and journalists and experts, is not understanding, not even evaluating fully, the other case. And the other case is very challenging also. But here's the other thing I think the analysis gets wrong, is none of that gets to be my decision, and it doesn't get to be yours either. The decision I have to make is not who the nominee is. The decision I get to make is not what I think Joe Biden should do. The decision I get to make isn't what I think the convention should be about, although I'm very concerned about a convention that I know there are people who are being paid to try to make that convention be one that feels contested, because because a nominating convention that feels contested, that has protesters and disgruntlement, that doesn't unite a party, that doesn't look like it's a team that's ready to be in charge, itself is a bad indicator of success. Or a good indicator of failure. And I know there are people who are actively working to try to disrupt the convention right now, even before the convention has started. All those things concern me. But those don't get to be my decision. My decisions get to be at least two. One, who would I vote for when a ballot is put in front of me? Now, I have been twice a delegate to the national convention. I have cast a ballot for who I thought should be the nominee. I am not now. I do not get to make that decision. I will get to make, I got to vote on my ballot in my home state who I thought should be the nominee, and I voted for the nominee that I thought would be best who was based on who was on my ballot. I got to make that decision. It was a pretty easy decision. The next decision I get to make is the next ballot that's put in front of me. And I will vote for the candidate who is not Donald Trump, who is the Democratic nominee who has a darn chance of winning. If that's Joe Biden, I'll vote for him. That's an easy decision. If it's not Joe Biden, it'll be somebody else. And if that person's not Donald Trump, and if it's not some third-party candidate and have a chance, easy decision, I vote for that person. That's the decision I get to make. I don't get to make those other decisions. And we complicate it. We complicate it. So much of this chatter is really just sell stuff, garner eyeballs, try to complicate it. It's relatively simple. To me, who'd be a better president between, and who'd be a better administration between the Biden administration, Trump administration, is not a close question. And if it's not Joe Biden, it's somebody else, still not a hard question. It's an easy question. The other thing I get to decide is what we focus on, or at least what I focus on. Where do I think we can spend our time, energy, and attention best? And what I am saying is what I think we're missing, what a lot of analysis is missing, because most of it's trying to sell soap. Most of it is not trying to save democracy. It's not its purpose. It's a lot of your purpose. On my best day, it's my purpose. But it's not the purpose of most of the garbage that's on television. It's not what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is sell clicks and soap and ads and crap and garbage. That's what they're trying to do. If the stuff was really great, they wouldn't need to sell it because it would sell itself. Water doesn't have advertising because it's the best thing. Healthy vegetables don't have much advertising because they're like the best stuff. The garbage needs advertising because otherwise you wouldn't do it. And that's why most of this stuff happens. It's because they're trying to sell you garbage. But if we're trying to save democracy, where can you focus your attention? Find Democratic swing states in legislative chambers. That will decide who's in Congress. It'll decide women's right to choose within those states. It'll decide education, funding, and practice within those states. It'll decide whether there's democracy itself is happening in those states. It'll decide voter suppression versus otherwise in those states. Figure that out. Work in your city on voting reforms to make sure more people get to participate. Advocate for direct democracy that makes sense. I don't just mean ballot initiatives, I mean citizen juries that put actual power in the hands of actual people. So it isn't just an auction on who gets to decide. So we actually meet with our neighbors, talk to the people who live among us, including people who disagree with us, and come to solutions so we can actually solve problems. In multiple states right now, there are pro-choice ballot initiatives on the ballot right now. Go work on those. There are U.S. House races that are going to be close. But after that debate, they're not going to be easier and less important. They're going to become harder and more important. And we got to work on those. So my point is, let's focus even more on the decisions we do have to make. Let's be strategic. Let's be thoughtful. Let's control our emotions. Let's use our emotions to make us stronger rather than weaker. And so I'm not spending the whole time talking. Let me go straight to Dave from Federal Way. You're on the air, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jefferson. Look, I just wanted to say something about the Supreme Court, but first I wanted to comment
We got just a quick thing, so you'll have time for one. So pick one. You got like 20 seconds or something.
No, okay. Hey, this Supreme Court is really acting like the Guardian Council of Iran. And if you look at Iran now, they're interfering in the Guardian Council is interfering in their election. It's picking candidates, right? And this Supreme Court is not that much different. All right, they're saying that a president has unlimited power, basically. But I wonder if that's going to be the case.
Yeah. And putting their hands on the scale of the election. Dave, appreciate the call.
Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Dave, only gave you a few seconds, but yet you reformed. You performed, excuse me, the great analogy with the Guardian Council of Iraq. They've been doing it for a while. We'll be back.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. HR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It is not a shock for me to say that life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as few as 4 weeks. And for next level mood and immune support, you will love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Not only does it have 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, supports sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. All with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code Tom. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Promo code THOM. It's like getting a month off for free. Pretty good deal. Speed round with your phone call. See if we can clear them in 5 minutes. It means if everybody takes about 35 seconds, we have a chance. Carl from Arcadia.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I read this poem in 62404. The Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is putting our country in a ditch by bagging up the filthy rich. It's putting on gowns like some kind of clowns. They bought and paid for by the elite. They rule with absolute power and to make the law a monstrous joke. They use the power to stomp on old people and downtrodden, making laws like they work for Bin Laden. Our Supreme Court is in the pocket of the greedy rich who have passed laws punishing the needy. They are in for life. Make it worse, they're making laws here in America out of the constitutional rights. Fair is not their forte. They seem to be working for a democracy that they live in against it. Our actions have no justice in the citizens they serve. The Supreme Court is holding up America to corruption from the top as the political poking holes in our melting pot. And all this is what they're doing today. Now, I got 68 poems like this in a book called Baptized and Crucified. If you look it up, you can find it, and it's real read. If anybody want to find out about how I think and how I think most of the left think is in this book. So
Carl, good plug, and thank you for the poem. Appreciate you. You be well. All right, then. Preach it up. Scott, you're on the air with Speed Round.
Hey, Joe needs to get ahead of the curve and beat Trump to the punch, because with this ruling today, what do you think Trump is going to do with Joe when he, God forbid, is reelected next year? Yeah, he's going to throw him in jail, even if it doesn't, like, stick because of appeals and et cetera. That today's court ruling gave whatever the ability to do something with immunity, so Joe needs to get ahead of the curve and throw Trump in jail.
I hear your call. Thank you. Bill, you're on the air. Speed round.
Is the win-win-win compromise, Jefferson?
All right.
Kamala Harris stays exactly where she is. Joe Biden moves to Secretary of State. Gavin Newsom acquires the next presidency. We keep Joe because we benefit most from his experience and wisdom. We gain most from having Kamala Harris just because she's Kamala Harris. And Gavin Newsom is the communicator to Joe Biden in his late ages. He can't seem to be, but he can sure deliberate on the world stage the issues of the world and be a great...
I hear the idea for the compromise. I got to go to the next caller so we get to him, because we're about to wrap. Bob, you're on the air from Folsom.
Yeah, there's a weird guy here in NorCal. Writes some interesting stuff. It's real short. I'll run it by you. Watched this disappointing debate. After going home, had this thought. Concluded that if Joe Biden were in a full body cast with legs amputated and just one eye hole and barely able to mumble while having to breathe through a quarter inch tube, he would still be a better choice for president than Donald Trump. And as a footnote says, it's about character.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Bob, and thank you so much. And this is where I want to, all right, Jessica, you're our last caller. You got about 20 seconds.
Hey, Jefferson. Everyone needs to know a fact check. CNN director David Chandlian told the Associated Press before the debate that obviously if there are any outrageous facts that need to be checked or any records that need to be made clear, Jake and Dana were supposed to do that, and they ignored that. And you can find this on The Guardian. It's written. And so not only were they disrespectful, Jake and... He said, Biden, you have the next question. He couldn't even say president. So they were disrespectful, but they didn't do their job.
No, I agree they didn't do their job. Jessica, thank you for the call. And here's what I want to say. Joe Biden, Claire McCaskill said Joe Biden didn't do his job at the debate. If Donald Trump's job was to speak truth, so people could evaluate him as president, he didn't do his job. Moderators did a new job. Didn't do their job, but I appreciate your call. They didn't fact check, and they barely did follow-up questions to ensure people answered questions. We got to make sure we do our jobs. And our job is not only to fix it on the presidency, but to build democracy. That includes at home. That not just thinking coattails, but reverse coattails. With you, we've got a chance. You are the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. I'm Jeff Smith. This is Tom Hartman Show. This is your show. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Pretty soon we'll be celebrating our nation's birth. Let's have something to celebrate for. Down with the Supreme Court, up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden addresses the nation on presidential immunity. We'll have all the coverage. We'll also see whether or not he's had SEAL Team 6 on speed dial this whole time.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.